Thank you for calling customer support. It's Rainy speaking. How may I help you?
I just got an email saying that I've ordered something, which I have not. Meal planning.
Mm-hmm. Let's check on that for you. And what would be that zip code?
04963.
4493?
04963.
Okay.
Zero.
And would you, sorry, the first and last name.
Marie McLean.
Can I have found an account mentioning that name? Would you just verify the address we have on file?
I didn't order anything. And it says $39.85. I did not order a subscription to this.
I see an account matching that name, which means we could have an account and it could be yours. I just don't know if this is, if the Mary McLean that I'm seeing now is from, is you
somebody,
or someone else. I just need you to verify the address that I already have on file.
McLean Drive, Oakland, Maine.
So, yes, that will be your account, ma'am. I see the $39.85.
I did not order this. I do not want this.
Ma'am, all I said was your account. That was it. I didn't signify that you were the one that did it. My next question was going to be, would you just like me to cancel?
I did what? Cancel, yes. Cancel, please.
Okay. And you would still like to cancel if I can get that charge down to $20 a month to cancel, correct?
What's that?
You would still like to cancel if I can also get that charge down to $20 a month still
no,
cancel,
I don't
correct?
Want it. Cancel.
Give
completely.
Me a second. Give me a second to cancel the account, and I'm going to issue you a cancellation number from Dawn. Okay, I have that account canceled. Would you like, are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in cat, 919-299-094.
So there's not going to be any additional?
No, there would be no additional with you canceling the account today.
Okay, and your name was what?
My name's Brandy.
Brady?
Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-E-I.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandy.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye.